Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onna Litany with the evening news. First, the headlines. Chief Minister Nipurio emphasizes role of festivals in promoting peace, unity and harmony. Bharatiya Janata Party retains Benjamin Yaptomi as state party president. Chief Minister Nipurio joins national leaders in greeting Meghalaya, Tripura, Manipur on Statehood Day. And advisor Temjin Menba calls for prioritizing identity as Naga. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipurio today emphasized the importance of festivals in promoting peace, unity and harmony among communities. Addressing the Khaozao Se Hoka Festival at Thonok New Town in Noklak today, he called upon everyone to use such occasion to strengthen bonds and foster mutual respect. Festivals are not just a reminder of our deep-rooted traditions, but also a platform to unite as one people, he said, adding this as crucial for progress and prosperity to Nagaland. Mr. Ryo also urged Noklak District, situated along the international boundary, to prioritize peace and harmony as the foundation for progress and development. He further encouraged the youth to take pride in the heritage and actively work towards preserving the rich culture and traditions passed down by forefathers. He stressed on the vital role of youth in carrying forward the legacy of the Naga people. The Chief Minister also inspected the handicrafts on display and performances of the cultural troops. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has retained Benjamin Yaptomi as the state party president. The formal announcement was made by National Observer V. Muralidharan today during an event at the party headquarters in Kohima.
I hereby declare Sri Benjamin Yaptomi as the state president of the BJP Nagaland state for the year of 2024-2027. Accordingly, I would like to hand over the election certificate with best wishes.
Addressing the gathering, Mr. Muralidharan called for unity within the party to drive progress and ensure a Viksit Bharat, which also translates into a Viksit Nagaland. In his speech, Mr. Yaptomi focused on unity, progress and social harmony as the key drivers for the party's future.
Humble and grateful, the trust and confidence that has been placed in me on being elected as the president of BJP Nagaland. This new tenure is not just a renewal of responsibility, but a reaffirmation of our collective commitment to the vision and values that guide our party. The path ahead is not without challenges. It is our unity that will determine the strength of our resolve. In the face of these challenges, let us remember the words, "Together we rise."
Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton and Minister Public Health Engineering Department Jacob Jimomi also offered your support, emphasizing the importance of working together to achieve greater results for the party and the state. During the event, the party also declared the state's National Council members, namely Y. Patton and P. Paiwang Konyak. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to residents of Meghalaya, Tripura and Manipur on their statehood day. In her message, President Murmu said, "The enterprising people of these states have made remarkable contributions to the development of the country." She hoped that their diverse culture, vibrant traditions and rich biodiversity continue to flourish. Vice President Dhankar said, "With their distinct traditions and indigenous wisdom, these states have truly enriched the cultural fabric of the country." Prime Minister Modi also conveyed his greetings to the three states on the occasion. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio also extended greetings to the people of Manipur, Meghalaya and Tripura on their statehood day today. In a series of posts on X, Mr. Ryo expressed his wishes for peace, unity and progress to prevail in these states. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Advisor for Transport and Technical Education, Temjin Menba, said sports embody the celebration of the human spirit, friendship and mutual respect. He made this remark today during the inaugural ceremony of the 33rd Norton Angami Youth and Sports Association Group D meet at Botsa under Kohima District. The advisor encouraged the players to strive for excellence and aim to represent Nagaland on bigger platforms, urging them to become ambassadors of Naga culture, unity and positivity. He also emphasized the importance of prioritizing one's identity as a Naga over tribal affiliations, noting that reversing this order hinders efforts to unite the Naga community. Mr. Temjin Menba highlighted the need to preserve the cultural values to ensure a brighter future in an increasingly divided world. A stakeholder consultation meeting of the District Committee for Lighthouse Schools under the Nectar Project was held at Dimapur today. Chairing the meeting, Dimapur Deputy Commissioner Dr. Tinojong Shichang highlighted the selection of Dimapur Higher Secondary School Nagarjan for the project and assured full cooperation for successful implementation and timely completion. Deputy Project Director Avelu Ruho explained that the project's goals is to improve governance practices and learning environments in schools. The meeting also reviewed the layout plan for the school, including the academic block and hostels for boys and girls. A group of 14 journalists from Northeast States is on a three-day media tour at the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. Among the delegates from Nagaland are Lee Tong Mong Chang of Hornbill TV and Chizoko Vero of the Morong Express. The press tour is being organized by the Press Information Bureau. Republic Day Parade 2025 is set to showcase India's cultural diversity and military prowess with a special focus on 75 years of enactment of the Constitution and Jan Bhagidari. This year, Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto will be the chief guest at the parade. Addressing media in New Delhi, Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh announced that a 160-member marching contingent and a 190-member band contingent from Indonesia will participate in the parade at Kartavya Path alongside contingents from the Indian Armed Forces.
The Defence Ministry said 31 tableaus from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments will take part in the parade, showcasing the theme Swarnim Bharat Virasat or Vikas. Around 10,000 special guests from 34 categories have been invited to honor their contributions to nation and society building. These guests have been selected as the government's special guests to witness the event. The ministry emphasized that these individuals are achievers and the best performers in their respective fields. Mary, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Center has said that over 4 crore Sukanya Samriddhi accounts have been opened across the country. The scheme was launched on 22nd January 2015 as part of the Beti Bachao, Beti Parao campaign, allowing parents to open a Sukanya Samriddhi account for girls. Meanwhile, the 10th anniversary of Beti Bachao, Beti Parao scheme will be celebrated in New Delhi tomorrow. The event will witness participation of women officers from the armed forces, paramilitary forces, girl students and Anganwadi workers. The celebrations will span till 8th March, culminating on International Women's Day. Similar events will be organized at state and district levels. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipuryo emphasizes role of festivals in promoting peace, unity and harmony. Bharatiya Janata Party retains Benjamin Yapthomi as state party president. Chief Minister Nipuryo joins national leaders in greeting Meghalaya, Tripura, Manipur on Statehood Day. And advisor Temjin Menba calls for prioritizing identity as Naga. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.